So I saw a meme, and it was a picture of this young girl, and it just says, "I'm a new artist." And then underneath it, it has a picture of Kiss, and it says, "I hate you. New music sucks. Old music rules. I am 55, and music can only be good if it was made while I was in high school."
Oh, if that don't sum up everyone who hates everything from the Black Album on, I don't know what does.
It also says my wife left me.
Yeah, that too. Hello and welcome to the Metallodads podcast. I'm your host, Blake Talica. And Tyler left the show because I saw a dirty window and he didn't. So if you want to host a podcast, hit me up. I don't know what the fuck we're going to do for the next hour, but let's try and figure it out.
We're just kidding.
Yeah, just kidding.
I am jealous, though. Extremely jealous. Oh, well, if they keep it up, maybe I'll get to see it if they go on tour next year. I'm not seeing any shows the rest of the year. I can just
It's
go and
okay.
tell you.
No, well, you're not seeing any Metallica shows the rest of the year.
No. I mean, we do get Blue Ridge.
Which, to not be a Metallica show, I'm pretty fucking excited about.
Me too. There's a whole bunch of stuff. I mean, there's so many going to be there so that it'll fill the void that
Yeah.
as best as it can. Speaking of artists that are not Metallica, and let's just, I'm going to go over this meme. Insert meme clip.
Yeah.
There we go. So, yeah. So you went and did Lollapalooza with a child.
Yeah. With a 7-year old. While it was a wonderful experience to have shared with my child. Ooh, buddy, I won't be doing it by myself again.
Yeah, that's
I'll
that's an
say this.
accomplishment.
She's a fucking trooper to be 7. Like, we had a couple of fits and a couple of cries, and that's just on par with being a 7-year-old. But God damn it, she made it all day on the rail through two, maybe three very shitty acts. And then Billy Strings, and then made it through a whole Metallica show. Better than I have at times. So,
so who were the opening acts? Just all trash?
Yeah, all trash.
So it says the first one was Erica Banks, right?
I don't remember names, but like if it's, I don't know.
This, hang on, I'm looking at the wrong date. Let's see, Thursday. Oh, the underscores.
Yeah, they were not good at all.
Okay. Oh, I can't even pronounce this one. It's like
yeah,
Maud
she,
Latour.
Yeah, she had a weird name. Stormy liked her. And I don't know why, but it's like real poppy, just not for me. The first band was really bass heavy, like the heaviest bass I've ever felt in my chest at a show. Had Stormy not had her headphones, she might have died.
Oof.
Yeah, the second one, not good. I don't remember who the third one was.
The next one says Still Woozy.
Still Woozy, yeah.
Still Woozy.
I didn't like him just because it's rap and fucking not my thing. But their bass player was this lady. She was off the chain. Like, she was cool.
Well, all right then. I've seen the TikToks for this. I didn't realize that it was at Lollapalooza. Have you seen the videos of the Manchester? This wasn't on your stage, but the Manchester Orchestra. Okay, there was an orchestra at Lollapalooza that performed on a stage.
Okay.
And there's TikToks of people like doing something. At one point, they did a circle pit.
No, I haven't seen this.
They're just the you can hear the winds like in the background, and then it's just this circle pit in the crowd just
I envision that's your sister at an orchestra show like that.
right like
She was a band kid.
I was kind of jealous. I was like, dude, that's so awesome that they were doing that for them.
Yeah.
Too bad Lorna Shore couldn't have been on your stage.
I know.
Because they were there on Thursday.
Yeah, they were, and I didn't get to catch them, but oh well. I got to see Metallica. I ain't bitching.
Well, and then of course Billy Strings, but y'all enjoyed that one, right? So
He's not for me. Like, he's a little too. I don't know. I'm real selective when it comes to country. And I don't like a whole lot of shit. I appreciate him for what he was, and he was the best thing that wasn't Metallica on that stage, but he's just not my flavor.
Gotcha. Did y'all spot somebody? Was it Kirk that was over there for Billy Strings or?
We saw Kirk, and then James popped out for half a second from the side stage, smoking a cigar randomly, and then popped right back in. Because I assume he doesn't want people to see him and draw away from the act.
Right, because it definitely would have drawn me away. But like, well, Billy Strings is over because here he
It
is.
did me too. I was like, Stormy, it's James Hetfield. I kept telling her, I was like, if Kirk looks this way, wave at him.
Right. Let's get this facial recognition started early.
Exactly.
Well, and then of course you got Metallica. Hey, did they come out on time?
They came out on time.
Well, I saw that on their story on Facebook, they put, you know how they've been posting the schedule or whatever, it had in very bold red ink, like very strict curfew at 10:15. So
Yeah.
they knew they had to stop and they didn't
Yeah.
want to.
Yeah, they were very much on time. It tickled me. There's so many new people behind me, like their first show. And this one guy next to us was like, yeah, they're always on time. They hate to be not on time. I was like, what fucking Metallica show have you ever been to? I was like, I've seen them late way more than I've ever seen them motherfuckers on time. I was like,
Oh
oh,
yeah.
that's just what I heard. I was like, you heard wrong, buddy.
It's like a minimum 20 minutes.
Yeah, easily. If there's not a hard curfew like that, shit.
Right. That's funny though. Imagine them being on time every time.
I wish.
And 8:15 seems early too, don't it?
It's, I mean, they're usually on at 9,
Yeah.
which I ain't mad about it. Fucking
No,
bring them
you
on at 6.
didn't. See, that's the thing too. Like, I don't need cool light shows.
Not at all.
I just need to see Metallica.
Yeah.
I am over though, and it was a nice break to see the videos of them other places without the square cube background. I'm so ready for them to move on from that background.
Yeah, me too. Jesus Christ.
You did, however, get the special Eddie tribute, though.
I did. I didn't see it, but it happened.
I'm talking about like the video they displayed, like the
No,
video
I
in the
know.
back.
I didn't see it.
Oh, you didn't see it.
I missed it completely.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know how, but I missed it.
All right then.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, so speaking of that, there's a video that was out of them. Have you seen the video of them giving the guitar, right? Okay, and doing the whole back, the whole tuning room thing.
Yeah.
At the end of the video, Lars hands him a little band, like a what is it called? It's like one of those tour flash card things. Why can I not
Oh,
think
a
of what it's
laminate.
called? A laminate. He hands him a laminate, and he says, This will get you in anywhere, anytime. And all I can think of is, I want
I need one.
one. Because I have to assume it wasn't just for that show. That's got to be like a, you can whenever, literally whenever.
They usually do those by tours. Like they'll have a new one every tour cycle or every little run. So I don't know.
Maybe he'll be at the Pittsburgh show.
Maybe I won't be there, so I don't know. But
No. Jerry from Truck Stop will be there, so
I saw that.
say hey to Jerry.
Yeah.
Well, the set was pretty good. At least you got
Yeah.
Dirty Window.
That's all I cared about. As soon as I saw that purple guitar, I had nobody to celebrate with. Stormy looked at me like I was fucking nuts.
You know it's coming when that one comes out.
Yeah. I was like, he's either going to say Saint Anger or Do You Want Heavy? And God damn it, I did not want Heavy.
No, we didn't. We don't need heavy. You got it
No.
after that.
That's fine. I didn't care what they played after that. Oh my
I meant
God, I
to.
didn't tell you.
Go
Sorry.
ahead. It's all right.
One of the kid behind me, it was his first Metallica show. He was there with his dad. He was, I think he said 15, 16. And he was talking about all the shit he wanted to hear and of course the hits. And then he threw a left fucking curve in there. And before I tell you what it is, I was like, buddy, if you just spoke this song into existence, I will go to the merch stand after this fucking show is over and I will buy you anything you want. This kid says, I really hope they play Prince Charming.
What?
Was like, buddy, you ain't gonna get it. You can hope all you want, but if somehow you just made that happen by saying it, anything you want from the merch stand.
And then Brett would have left the pit and also bought him something from the merch stand.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That is such a random song.
Yeah, tickled me. I was like, all right. I told him all about the podcast, so hopefully he's picked it up and we'll hear that and can hit us up.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it could have happened. I meant to tell you before y'all left that I had went and listened to one of the most recent recordings of Bleeding Me so that you could, and tell you to go listen to it so that you could hear the first like little 30-second thing that they do before so that you know what's happening. It's a
Yeah.
really soft, like orchestral kind of thing.
Yeah, I listened to it on the way up, the most
Oh, you
recent one.
did?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then there you go. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
I knew what I was looking for. It didn't happen, but I was listening for it.
Golly, man. And that recording is so good.
So I told you about the cool kid behind us. Let me tell you about the dumb bitch beside us. Oh, this lady did not start off on the right foot. She was not there for Metallica. Her husband was there for Metallica. She said something to the effect of, I've still never forgiven them for Napster, so hopefully they can impress me.
Okay.
I was like, lady, it's time to move on. I said, Lars was right. Now let's move on. She didn't like
No,
that very much.
no kidding. Like, Jesus. I didn't know that anybody was still affected by that Matt Nasher thing.
Evidently, like, goddamn. She's like, well, they're just being greedy. I was like, that's their fucking art, man. Like, he was pissed off. I get it. Like, I'll pay for my shit. He's like, well, I still stream it for free on Spotify. I was like, they still get paid, you fucking idiot.
Streaming on Spotify for free.
Yeah.
Well,
Just
yeah,
because you have a free trial doesn't mean that they're not getting paid.
right. Oh, wow. That is so dumb. I feel
Yeah.
sorry for her husband.
Right.
Hopefully he doesn't listen to the podcast on accident.
Buddy, I'm sorry I called your wife a dumb bitch, but she was being a dumb bitch.
How long ago was that? 20 years? And we're still talking about Napster?
It was pre-Saint Anger, so probably 99, 2000, right?
Something like that.
01? I don't know.
Well, 20 years later, and people still bar heard about it.
Sounds about right.
Oh, well. So, other than Dirty Window, though, that was pretty much it.
Yeah, that's all I gave a fuck about. Kid got to see what she wanted to see, was super excited when she heard Battery. Because I told her she might not get it. She might. We didn't know. But other than that.
I wonder if they're going to get to use the Stranger Things video for the rest of the.
I would assume so.
At the same time, though, did you see where they officially released a Master of Puppets lyric video?
I did. I didn't watch it.
It's not. It's very stock. So yeah. It's not, you know, anything to write home about. It's very broken, beaten, scarred, and or the, you know, whatever those videos were where they're not in it.
All Nightmare Long.
All Nightmare Long. Yes. Yeah.
So what's the other one? It's off the new album. Shit. God damn it. What's it called? It's the last song on the album.
Oh, Spit?
Spit Out the Bone. They're not in that one either.
Yeah. This is just a cheap way to make a video, in my opinion. I mean, it's not cheap. And congratulations to the artist. But I just would prefer, if I'm going to watch a video, I want to watch them.
If I'm going to watch a Metallica video, I want Metallica to be in it.
Yes.
Not every video has to be fucking I Disappear where they're jumping out of buildings and shit. Just stand there and play it.
Literally just recreate the Orion instrumental from the Through the Never
yes,
movie.
Fuck yeah. Give me that. I'm cool with that.
Especially even if it's like that chill setting where they're all sitting on stools and playing the song. Dude.
Yeah.
Every time.
Run it.
Do that except with 2x4.
Re-record it. Shut up and take my money.
And then do it every show. Thank you.
Or shut up and don't take my money and I'll just stream it for free on Spotify.
Oh, right. Yeah. So, you got that. Again, that was pretty much the end of the set list for that. So, you made it all the way to the end of the show. And so forth. So, do you want to bring her in and let her talk about it?
I guess we forgot to mention it's an MFF Monday.
It is an MFF Monday.
So, I'll go grab her.
All right. So, as we failed to mention at the beginning of the episode, it's an MFF Monday. So, welcome to MFF Mondays number 14. And we have a very special guest and welcome to the Metallica family, Stormy. How's it going?
Good.
Good. Welcome to the show.
Nice to see you.
That's okay.
That's fine.
I'm here. So I'm just going to ask you a couple questions, and we'll just see where it goes. Okay. So, mm-hmm. what did you do last week?
Where'd we go?
Can't remember.
Where'd we go?
Can't remember the name of it.
The name of the town or the name of the festival?
Town.
Chicago.
Chicago.
Okay. So do you remember the name of the festival?
Lollapalooza.
Oh, that's right. Okay, well, surely you'll remember this one, though. So who did you see at Lollapalooza?
Metallica.
Nice. Okay, so what was your favorite song that you heard?
Whiplash.
You liked Whiplash, so that was the first song. So what'd you think?
Good.
Yeah, okay. Who was your favorite band member that night? Who did you like seeing the most?
Metallica.
No, which one?
Just Metallica in general. Do you remember which person you liked? Did you like seeing like James play guitar or Lars on the drums?
I liked basically hearing all of them.
Okay.
All of them. Awesome.
Good answer.
So I heard you got something, though. Did somebody hand you something after they got done playing?
A drumstick.
A drumstick. Dude, that's so cool.
Can you do me a favor so we can turn this into a sound clip? Will you say, I got a drumstick, suck it, Josh? You can say it.
Hey, Josh, I got a drumstick, you suck.
That's good. I like that. Well, congratulations on your drumstick. Did you get anything else?
A handful of picks.
A handful of picks. Well, that is super cool.
Look, let me brag for just a moment as a concert father now. This kid was on the ground picking up picks, fucking diving for them like it was nobody's business.
There you go.
I tripped over that shoe and I fell in the mud.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it was muddy, by the way.
I had mud all over my legs.
Yeah, it was muddy.
Oof. Well, okay.
I can't use my shoes.
Well, what did you eat after the show was over? You remember?
Hey, give me 1 second.
You're good. You didn't eat anything? What?
I told Dad I was going to eat, but I fell asleep and I feel like got old. I had it at nighttime and I just fell asleep sitting up.
That tends to happen. Yes. It's exhausting to go to those shows.
I fell asleep.
What happened was after the show, we decided we're just going to get McDonald's near our hotel. And we sat in the line for an hour and a half.
Oh, my God.
So, kid was out. And by the time we got it and got back to the room, she didn't give a damn about eating. She wanted to go to sleep.
You were in line for an hour and a half?
Yeah.
How far away were y'all from the venue?
From the venue?
Mm-hmm.
During the day with traffic was about an hour. And then when there was no traffic at night, about 30 minutes.
It was still that crowded and like...
There was no reason for it to be crowded. Like, this was not where anybody was staying for the show.
That's what I'm
saying. There was nobody there. Like, they were understaffed and there was, I don't know, 15 cars in line. It was just a joke.
It's that same thing we ran into at that Taco Bell.
Yeah. Dude, when I tell you, I ate a double quarter pounder, large fry, spicy McChicken, and drank 2 large Cokes.
Are you serious, dude?
Every bit of it. And then I drank Stormy's Coke in the middle of the night.
I had Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper.
That's crazy. Well, the after
I wanted
show.
I did drink my drink, and I said, Dad, did you drink my drink?
Yeah.
And then he said, yeah.
Well, the after show foods are super important.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Well, all right. Well, you are officially on the list now. So you've seen one. And you can now say that you've seen them once. So then now your goal is to see them twice.
Yep. So when you turn 17, you're going to go see them again? Okay.
Me too.
You're going to wait 10 years? Dad's not waiting 10 years to see him again. I'll be damned. So you met a lot of people this week.
I know.
Who's your favorite person you met?
Eddie.
Who?
Eddie.
Who's Eddie?
No.
Which one's Eddie?
Stranger Things.
You didn't meet him. He was just there. If that's how that works, I met Eddie too. I met James Hetfield and Kirk Hammett and Lars Ulrich, Robert Trujillo. Oh, Cliff Bernstein was there. By the way,
oh my gosh, that was great.
But who's your favorite person, like, of Dad's friends that we met?
Aunt Val.
I figured you were gonna say that.
She's my favorite too.
Yeah, she's great.
I didn't want to leave.
You didn't want to leave her? I don't think she wanted to leave you, dude. They hit it off like nothing.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
Well, that's super cool, Stormy. I'm so glad you got to go, and I'm so glad that you got to come and tell us a little bit about it on our show on an official MFF Mondays. So
I fell asleep standing up at the show.
Yeah, I probably would have done that too.
All right, well, is there anything else you want to say before you go? You want to tell Josh to suck it one more time because you got a drumstick and he didn't? No? Okay. You can tell him next time you see him.
That was awesome. That was perfect.
It was. All I can say this, it was the most precious MFF Monday we've ever had.
I would say so. Right behind Josh.
Yeah, he is precious.
Wow. That'll be a show to remember for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? You forgot. You got something at that show, too.
I did get something at that show. Shout out to friend of the show, Chris Yerges. He hit me up the next day and said, "Hey, what's your address? I want to send you something. I got you." I sent it to him, and he was watching from the sound booth, and told one of the guys in the booth that I had brought my 7-year-old to her first show, and they gave him a set list to give me.
Nice.
So I've got a set list with Dirty Window on it that I was at that has my birthday on it. I mean, you can't fucking beat that.
No, Festus says it's got your birthday on it.
Yeah.
Like, that's super cool. Oh, well, at least you don't have to worry about, I mean, you'd be nice to get some more, but now you can at least cross it off the list that you've at least gotten one.
Yeah. I'm not bitching. It's my first show use set list I've had from them. I have a set list from Atlanta, but those were given out to all 12 Hardwired experience people. So whatever. It's cool.
I don't know that. Do they give those? Do they like mail them out afterwards? Because
nope.
Or do they spoil it?
No, they don't spoil it. They tell you to come back after the show to a certain spot, and they'll give you your set list. That way, they don't spoil it.
Oh, okay. See, I don't think I ever knew that. Well, all right then.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of lame. I mean, that'd be kind of lame if they were like, "Okay, here's the set list."
I'd be cool with it. I want to know anyway.
Yeah, it would get leaked so hard, though.
Oh, dude. It gets leaked so hard with the snake pit as it is. As soon as they tape them down, people are taking pictures.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. But I don't ever check on my phone anywhere.
If it's a show I'm not at, I'll look. But
yeah.
It just depends. If it's like show 3 of a tour and I want to know if they're doing anything different, yeah, I'll look. If it's the first show in a while, and I won't look just because I want to be surprised.
Yeah, same. Well, that's cool. Well, I'm glad you survived the trip there and back.
And ugh, that was rough.
I'm sure you don't want to do that again anytime soon.
Not at all.
Did you ever think you'd go back to Lollapalooza after the first time?
Not at all. And I promise you, I'll never go back unless it's Metallica.
Yeah. Not worth it unless it was on your birthday again.
At this point, I kind of have to. I've done the last two in Chicago, so fuck it.
Can we fly this time? Because
fucking dude, I looked at flights and they were stupid. Like flying out of Atlanta, it was $300 per person.
Oh my god.
It only cost me like $120 split in gas.
Yeah. That's, well, I don't know. I guess it's not worth it. Not when it's like that.
No, not at all.
But flying will spoil you, though.
Fuck yeah, it will.
Especially going to Florida as many times as we have in the last couple years. Mm-hmm. It's been great.
Yeah.
Well,
that's a quick flight.
Yeah. Well, can you think of anything else? I think we've pretty much covered it. Oh, yeah,
that's all I got.
Let's do then, before we go, we got a quick don't threat on me.
Oh, yeah. All right, we like to call this segment Don't Thread on Me, where we take an online thread and discuss the comments and responses of the Metallica family and the trolls. So love it or leave it, she with the deadly bite, quick as the internet, fucked as a lightning strike. Shining with dumbasses, always on surveillance, the eyes they ever close, emblem of ignorance. So don't thread on me. Don't thread on me.
Okay, so this Don't Thread on Me, it comes to us again from the Metallica Club on Facebook. The original post is from Marino, and the question is asked, what song did Metallica open with the first time you saw them live? A lot of repeats in this one, so that's why it's going to be a quick and short little one, but I thought it was a cool question. And so My first comment I have is from Blake Brogdon, and it says, that was just your life.
That guy sounds like a real asshole.
He probably is still hung up on Napster.
Yeah, probably. So Shane wanted to get smart alecky and said the ecstasy of gold. We get it, buddy.
Yeah, man.
Bill did not understand the assignment. He said hit the lights last time in November 2021.
Okay. They opened with Hit the Lights in 2021. Oh, the 40th. Yeah, let's not.
Yeah.
We're not going to go there. Yeah. Let's not talk about that. Lots of Creeping Death.
Yeah, I've got a few myself. Eric can suck it. He said Bread Fam.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Boom. I like Jarrett's answer. He said fucking Enter Sandman with a facepalm emoji.
Yeah, lots of Inner Sandman, lots of Blackened, Hardwired. This person put Helpless in Toronto 98. Yeah.
Okay. David K, friend of the show, said Blackened.
Nice. I don't know what this person was thinking. Christopher put Escape. I know that's not possible.
Not at all. Justin says, Die, Die, My Darling, 1999.
Fight Fire with Fire. First time I've seen that on here.
Bells. I didn't know that was ever an opener. Katie said, Fuel.
This person says, Charles says, I don't answer security questions. It really does sound like a password security question.
Susan said, Wherever I May Roam. When has that ever been an opener?
What? Okay.
Phil says, Until It Sleeps as an opener. What are these fucking Metallica shows that they're opening with this shit? Where am I?
I don't know. Okay, here's the one that I saw that made me want to go over this one. Kenny put Ate My Bitch in 1996.
Oh, Kenny can suck it.
See, that's the show I want to be at.
Yeah.
In West Virginia, 1996.
I don't ever want to be in Virginia, but if they're opening with Ain't My Bitch, I'll move to Virginia.
Yeah, no kidding. Hit the Lights. Not 2021, so we can talk about that one.
So what?
Okay.
The Birdie Song? I don't even know what that is.
What?
Chris says, it was 35 years ago. No way I could remember. How the fuck do you not remember your first live Metallica song? That moment is forever ingrained into my psyche.
Yeah, I don't.
Jason can eat a dick. He said The Mechanics.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Chris said Sandman 92 in Chattanooga, Tennessee. I'm going to like that comment.
Wow.
Josh Leatherwood says Bat fucking Re.
Okay.
Well, I like that comment.
Somebody put the screenshot, the whole top part of their set list, and I hate it. It's from 2004. And it's Blackened, Fuel, Bells, Fade to Black, Frantic, I Disappear, Rome and Saint Anger. Frantic Ant. I mean, that's two Saint Anger songs in a set.
Richie said, "Like a Virgin."
Okay. Interesting.
Lots of battery, lots of creeping death, lots of blackened. Fire, bread fan. They opened with Whiplash. I saw them back in Atlanta, Georgia on November 6, 2021.
Yep, we're caught up now, so we've seen them all.
Okay.
So, yeah, lots of battery, creeping death. Some random ones that people didn't understand the assignment. And
yeah.
So, yeah. But like I said, just a quick and easy one. But I thought the question was cool because you never know if somebody could have seen some random show that was just weird because they exist.
Yeah.
Kevin Ellis, friend of the show, said Blackened 89.
Yeah.
Man. 1989. Everybody's favorite, Hardwired.
I ain't mad they didn't play that shit.
Did they play anything from
Moth? Oh,
the Moth. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, which I could have done without that too.
But at least when they didn't open.
Oh, I do have to say, I meant to ask her and I forgot. So they, while on the rail, they were giving out waters, and there are these little cartons of water, like milk cartons. And I had one in my hand when they were coming out to ultimately do Dirty Window, and they would take the lid off before they handed it to you just so you couldn't throw it at the band and whatever. When I tell you, as soon as he said the word Saint Anger, I started losing my shit, screaming and fucking slapping the rail. And at one point, I had that water in my hand and I just slammed that motherfucker into the ground. I wish somebody recorded that one. We went viral on TikTok again. And,
man,
I meant to ask her what she thought about her dad losing her shit, because she looked at me like I was fucking nuts.
Yeah, when he says Saint Anger, you know it's about to get good.
Yeah,
I pretty much, we're gonna have to be on record every show now when a Saint Anger song comes on.
Yeah, it's fucking TikTok gold, evidently.
Yeah, everybody wants to see it.
Which is fine. Give me another 100,000 views. I don't care.
So if they ever do a full show, we're going to just have to do a full reaction of the whole thing because.
Yeah. They ever do a full show, I better be there.
Can you imagine how exhausting that's going to be if they do it for us? No. Not even for them. Just mentally, mentally, physically, and emotionally exhausting that show is going to be.
Yeah. Ooh, buddy.
It's gonna make it hard to see them anywhere else after that because they will have done them all.
Oh yeah, like I'll be fine with just, you know, one a year or whatever at that point. Like I saw every bit of Saint Anger. Fuck the 40th. Fuck Fixer. I saw every bit of Saint Anger.
I know, that's right. That's got to be our redemption story. That's going to be our redemption arc.
Yeah, we missed the 40th, but I feel like they would announce something like that just so you know what you're getting yourself into. I don't care where it is, Tyler. I don't care if it's Europe. I don't care if it's California. I didn't go to the 40th. I missed Fixer. I would not miss that. Fuck Christmas. Fuck birthdays. As the people on TikTok like to say, fuck them kids, Saint Anger.
I don't know. And I feel like we deserve it at this point because we missed the 40th and Fixer.
Yeah. So Lars Ulrich, I know you're listening. Make it happen.
Yeah. Oh, you know they would announce it. But they know there's so much random emotion before that. They would announce it and not just surprise it.
That's not a surprise.
No. They might surprise like a load and reload set. And if that's the case, I'll die too. But
take my fucking money. Fuck them kids.
Isn't the 30th of those coming up like next year or something?
I don't know. Don't play with my fucking emotions. Like the TikTok with the card.
The credit card. Doom, doom, doom. So true. Yeah. We can only dream. Well, I guess we went long enough.
I was about to say, I think it's a good place to end it.
Well, thank you guys so much for joining us. Yes, it's on Things That'll Never Happen / MFF Mondays number 14. So, we hope you have a great week, and we will see you very soon.
And as always, here's some old stuff.
Thank you for listening to a complete episode of the Metal Dads Podcast. We appreciate you spending your time with us. If you enjoy what we're doing around here, please leave us a review on the Apple iTunes Store and on Facebook. Speaking of Facebook, you should follow us on our socials. That's on Facebook and Instagram, Metal Dads Podcast. We'd like to have you on the show, so send us an email or contact us at metaldadspodcast@gmail.com. And as always, thanks for listening.